Let's go to the movies tonight. I just wanted to mention I watched this week Arbitrage. It's a new slick movie out from more a Hollywood type. It's about a billionaire hedge fund manager played by Richard Gere, who's cooked his company's books to cover an investment loss and is trying to make up for it by selling the company, replenishing the loss to make good. And he's trying to keep the company together, his family together. He's got his daughter working in the company who discovers the cooking of the books and realizes she's implicated and gets furious. In the meantime, he's carrying on an extramarital affair. His wife is getting upset. His mistress dies in a car accident in which he's to blame. And now his wife, he needs his wife to help cover up his involvement. It's the story of a highly successful man struggling to hold everything together in very difficult circumstances. And I think the goal of the movie, if anything, is to show us that people who are in this position, it's not as these things are not as black and white as they seem. And the issue of financial fraud is one that can be very complicated. You get the sense that Richard Gere character is struggling in a world where, given the complexity and the difficulty, it's literally impossible to get from here to there without some exception. We see him take the loss. It's a legitimate loss. He makes an investment. He thinks it's a good investment. It turns sour, and he can either report it honestly and let his investors take the loss, or he can try and replenish it by selling the company and making his investors whole. And you watch a situation where his efforts to make his investors whole are clearly what he feels is the ethical thing to do, but it means he needs to skirt the law. And it's an effort to talk about some of the complexity that occurs in these things. And having worked on Wall Street, I saw more than one or two good people struggle with these kinds of issues. It does not explain what we're watching in the financial system. Certainly, we've seen plenty of cases like this. But if you look at what we're watching in the financial system, it's something else. And that is the use of fraud as a systemic policy to engineer and re-engineer a change in governance and a change and re-engineer governments and how our world works as a matter of political policy and do it by above-the-law means. So it does not explore the financial coup d'etat, but it does explore the struggles of one man operating in a world where success is often extremely difficult to do by legal methods alone, and the ethical questions are a little bit more gray than sometimes they seem. Anyway, it's a good watch. It's an entertaining watch, and you see a lot of ethical dilemmas played out in interesting ways by really an all-star cast. Coming up, that's it for our wrap-up. Coming up, October 22nd, 25th, next week, John Rappaport is back with a very interesting presentation on the drugging of children. November 1st, Lynette Louise joins me. She's an autism expert. And then November 8th, I'll be talking to you from Holland, and I'll be joined by Franklin Sanders for the Precious Metals Market Reports. We've gotten some great Precious Metals Market Report questions, and I will defer them till that time. So until I speak with you, changing up to the next slide, until I speak to you on November 1st, please remember, don't worry about whether or not there is a conspiracy. If you're not in a conspiracy, then you need to start one. Good night and good luck.